Hare Krishna. So Krishna has described two benefits of practicing Buddha Yoga. First one, he said, was one gets rid of all the sins that the person has committed. That's first point. Second, not just getting rid of Sukruta and Dushkruta, that is sins and piety, good and bad results. The person also attains the highest destination, Parampadam. Now, in the next shloka that we're going to discuss today, Krishna is describing the next benefit. So let's see that now. Text number 52.
Yada te moha kalilam buddhirvyatitarishyati tadagantasi nirvedam shrotavyasya
shrutasya cha. So here, Lord is saying, that yadate buddhir vyatitarishyati, when your intelligence has passed out of what? Moha kalilam, the dense forest of delusion. What happens? Tada gantasi nirvedam. You will become indifferent. You will become completely indifferent to what? Shrotavyasya and shrutasya. That which you have already heard and that which you are going to here. So, you know, it's a nice text. So, what is Krishna talking about? What is this dense forest that Krishna is talking about? So, the Karma Kanda section of the Vedic scriptures, the Karma Kanda section of Vedas, Krishna is comparing this Karma Kanda section to the dense forest of illusion. I hope we remember what do we mean by Karma Kanda. Karma Kanda section basically talks about that do this particular ritual, do this particular yajna, this puja to get, you know, these benefits. And a big list is there. And very, very nice, very, very attractive list is there. Just so that the people who are very much interested in material benefit, material advancement, they will be attracted to all this. So here, Krishna is comparing that to a dense forest of delusion. Dense forest means once the person enters, he cannot come out of it. Very difficult. So he is comparing, Krishna is comparing this Karma Kanda section to the dense forest of, just not dense forest, dense forest of delusion. Then Krishna is saying, Shrotavyasya Shrutasya. So he's talking about that whatever you have heard already, that is Shrutasya, and whatever you're going to hear now from this Karma Kanda sections, that is Shrotavyasya. You will become indifferent to that, completely indifferent to that. Now, let's discuss this point, very important. See, because whatever is given in Vedas, that's perfect. In fact, there is one nice statement in the Vedic scriptures itself that if we can prove any statement of the Vedas as incorrect or false, the entire Vedas can be rejected. What confidence is there in Vedic scriptures? Obviously, it will be there because the most confident person has written, right? Krishna has written. Or Vyasadeva, literary incarnation of Krishna, has given this. So, the rules and regulations, as are mentioned in the Vedic scriptures, are important. Then how can we say that we have to become indifferent, you know, to all this? So here, this point is very nicely mentioned by Prabhupada. He clears it in the purport. That the Vedic rites and rituals are imperative for neophytes. For neophytes, it's very, very important. Like comprehending all kinds of prayers 3 times a day, taking a bath early in the morning, offering respect to forefathers. So all this has to be done by the neophytes. But then, what about those who are practicing Bhakti Yoga or Buddhi Yoga? What about them? Because anyone who practices Buddhi Yoga or Bhakti Yoga, they are very special. They are a different category, a different species altogether. So, what about them? So here Prabhupada writes that the great devotees of the Lord, of those who became indifferent to the rituals of the Vedas, how did they become indifferent? Simply by devotional service to the Lord. And one such example is given here. A very nice, humorous shloka and also a very, very serious one, if we go deep, by Madhavendra Puri. So here Sri Madhavendra Puri, he is saying that Sandhya Vandana Bhadramastu Bhavato. So he's saying, that, oh, my prayers 3 times a day. So, Sandhya Vandanam is done 3 times a day. So, he's saying that, oh, Sandhya Vandanam, Badramastu Bhavato, all glory unto you. Then he says, Boho Snanatubhyam Namo. Now he's saying that, oh, bathing, that is taking bath, I offer my obeisances unto you, Namaha, Tubhyam Namaha. And then he says, Bo Devaha Pitarascha Tarpana Vidho, Naham Shama Shamyatam. So now he is saying that, Bo Devaha, O demigods, O devatas, Bo Pitarascha, that is, O forefathers. Now he is saying that, please excuse me for what? For my inability to offer you my respects. Then in the next line he says, Yatra kvapi nishadya yadava kulottama sasya kamsadvishaha. Now he's saying that, Yatra kvapi nishadya. Because, why am I just paying obeisance to all of you all? Why am I not able to do sandhya vandanam? Why am I not able to take bath? Why am I not able to do the tarpan that is supposed to be done for the devatas and pitris? Why am I not able to do this? Because, Yatra kvapi nishadya. Whenever I sit, whenever I'm doing anything, what is happening? Yadava kulottama sasya kamsa dvishaha. Because I can remember the great descendant of Yadu dynasty, the enemy of Kamsa, and smaram smaram agham harami tad alam manye kim anye name. So he's saying, if I can remember the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the enemy of Kamsa, all the time, then he says, thereby I can free myself from all sinful bondage. Kim anyena me? I think, no, this is sufficient. I don't need anything else. So, karmakanda rituals are done for what? So that, you know, the good fortune comes, the person will get rid of, you know, various sinful reactions. Basically, atonement. All those things are given in karmakanda section. But a devotee who is practicing bhakti, practicing buddhi yoga, is on a very, very high platform. All the time a person is remembering Krishna, and Krishna's one of the name is Pavitra. Pavitra means all pure. So when a person is remembering all pure personalities, what will happen? The person himself will become purified. And so the devotees, you know, who are always remembering Krishna, 24/7, fully Krishna conscious, all the time chanting, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Such people, they need not do all these karmakandic rituals and rites. That's what is mentioned here. And the next point that is given, very, very nicely, that when one is fully in Krishna conscious and is engaged in his transcendental loving service, one becomes indifferent to all these regulative principles because he has already attained perfection. So whatever a person gets by doing karma kanda, that he has already got. So it is given, if one can reach this platform of understanding, how can we reach this platform of understanding? By service to the Supreme Lord Krishna. This is the only way. Service to Lord Shri Krishna will get everything. He has no longer to execute different types of penances and sacrifice as mentioned in revealed scriptures. But what about those people who are busy performing various rituals and rites with properly following all the rules and regulations? What about them? Here it is given that if one has not understood that the purpose of Vedas is to reach Krishna and simply engages in the rituals, what about them? Then he is uselessly wasting time in such engagements. I hope such people are not listening to these videos. They'll feel so bad. But this is what is the fact. It's like we are doing everything, but then we are not marching towards the goal of life. That is to attain Krishna, to break the cycle of birth and death. Then what is the use of any rules and regulations? So it is given in the last line, the glory of people practicing bhakti. Person in Krishna consciousness transcend the limit of Shabda Brahma or the range of the Vedas and Upanishads. So the devotees are very special. Just by chanting the holy names of the Lord, the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, they have already read all the Vedic scriptures. Oh, that doesn't mean that we shouldn't read Bhagavad Gita and other books. But the point is that there is no need of exclusively just doing or following the rules and regulations without marching towards the goal, without understanding the purpose, that is Krishna. So this is what is given here in this particular shloka, where Krishna is saying, is telling Arjuna, because Arjuna was fruitive. Arjuna was thinking that I shouldn't fight, because if I fight, lots of misery will come. And another thing that Arjuna was thinking is, anyways, I'll not get happiness because I will not win the kingdom. Or even if I win the kingdom, they all will be dead, so I'll not be happy. So Arjuna was fruitive, his mentality was fruitive. So here Krishna is countering that fruitive mentality. What is he saying? That Moha Kalilam, all this is dense forest of illusion. Just get rid of that by practicing Buddhi Yoga. Or the person who practices Buddhi Yoga will get rid of this Moha Kalilam, the dense forest of delusion. Now Krishna will continue, you know, giving or describing the glories of Buddhi Yoga even in the next shloka. So let's see that in the next video. Hare Krishna. Don't forget to attempt the quiz, and don't forget to put your understanding in the comment section. This will surely enhance your understanding, and also the ones who are going to read your comments, that will surely help them. Thank you.